Orchestra. Evergreen komt naar de AB op woensdag 24 november. En ze zoeken nog kinderen. Jawel, kinderen die een strijkinstrument bespelen. En ik heb Rasmus van Evergreen aan de lijn. Good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
Yeah, fine, how are you?
Also, yeah, very good, thank you.
Okay, After Kids ging dit jaar in première in New York en ze wilden mensen bewust maken van de noodzakelijkheid van goed muziekonderwijs en tegelijkertijd kinderen van over de hele wereld de kans geven op een podium te staan. It's a brilliant idea, After Kids. Where did that idea for this project come from?
It's actually very nice how it got developed because there's a guy in at the record label, Adam, in New York. He has a friend who works with the special music school, mm-hmm. where the first kids come from. And he was watching the, we did a DVD a while back called Performing Parade. And he was watching this and he was thinking, I wonder if Evergreen would like to do something with these kids. And then from there it sort of took off and mm-hmm. it's just been really perfect for us because this project is just, it's about music education in the schools for free, public schools, and that's exactly the kind of music education that Evergreen has. We're not trained in any professional way, mm-hmm. so we feel very strong for this.
Ze voelen er veel bij. Ze voelen er veel voor. Het idee is eigenlijk ontstaan in New York. Iemand van de platenmaatschappij keek naar hun DVD en had zoiets van, goh ja, kinderen, dat zou wel passen, denk ik. En dan zit heel dat idee erachter. Omdat niemand van de groep muziek studeerde op hoog niveau. Ja, none of you in Evergreen studied music on a higher level. But you, luckily, and also for us, did have great music teachers.
Yes, indeed. And not only good teachers, but we also had the kind of teachers that encouraged us to create and make our own songs. Matt and I, we've known each other since we were 6 years old, and already in fifth grade we were having played in bands together where we would write our own songs, and it's been really nice.
Ja, hij zegt van ja, dat waren goede muziekleraren en ze werkt ook heel aanmoedigend. En hij kent dan een ander bandlid al van toen ze 6 waren en dan maakten ze samen liedjes en zo. So how was it the very first time working and performing with those kids?
Well, it was very special because we were not in New York at that time. So what we had done was we had recorded a video of us performing the songs without the strings. Mm-hmm. And then the kids, they had been rehearsing with us on the video, and then on the night of the performance they would be on stage and we would be behind them on a big screen. And just before it all went down, we were there on Skype and saying hello and good luck. So it was very special. And then later, a month later, we met them for the first time in New York.
Ja, dat eerste optreden in New York was met hen op een groot scherm achter de kinderen. En dan via Skype hebben ze dan nog even gezegd, hey, fijne avond en zo. Dus dat was wel heel erg speciaal. En dan hebben ze elkaar echt ontmoet. So the Belgian premiere is in Brussels then. How many kids do you need? What kind of kids?
Oh, we're looking for 6 kids who mm-hmm. is good at playing strings. So we're looking for 4 violin players and a cello player and a viola player.
Yeah.
And the best thing for us is I don't know, maybe a school or group somewhere, and they have a teacher and they all want to do this together, because and then they can then we'll let them rehearse and then we'll meet up on the day of the performance and we'll go through with them and then we'll play live. We've done this once before in Duisburg in Germany, mm-hmm. where we played with 6 kids live. It was really a good experience.
Ja, het was een goede ervaring. Ze hebben het 1 keer gedaan, live met de kinderen. Dus niet zij op een scherm, maar de kinderen ervoor. Ze zoeken eigenlijk 6 kinderen, 4 violisten, nog een violaspeler, 1 cellist. En ja, liefst die al onder leiding staan van een volwassen dirigent of een muziekleraar die ze goed kennen en hen de stukken dan kan aanleren. En de dag zelf kan er gerepeteerd worden, die woensdag namiddag. Well, Rasmus, thank you so much for making some time for me.
Of course, and thank you for interviewing.
You're welcome. And have a nice evening now, and then, yes, of course, the 24th in Brussels.
Yeah, 24th. I look forward to it.
Ja, Rasmus van Evergreen. En bent u iemand die zo'n kind kent? Bent u een muziekleraar, een dirigent of ben je een kind? Wel, contacteer ons en help Evergreen. Stuur een mailtje naar babel@clara.be en dan bezorgen wij dat wel aan de AB.